Part of that investigation will be a review of the security measures that were in place, not only at LAX, but I think a review of the security arrangements that exist in other airports as well. The responsibility for protecting airport security is not a TSA function, but something that I think we need to certainly examine given what happened in Los Angeles.
That's the voice of Attorney General Eric Holder, and it's a question a lot of people are wondering. Will things change when I go to the airport next? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How safe do you feel in an airport? Do you travel a lot? Are you somebody who travels for business, or you travel with your family whenever you can because you got miles? We all have miles. You know, that's the badge of honor when you can say, wow, you know, I did this, this, and this, and I was able to pay down this, and in the end, I ended up with 100,000 miles. So we can fly anywhere. And when you fly, you know, in our minds, it's always about getting on the plane. Then you get on the plane, you look around, make sure everything seems okay on the plane. Now it's going to be forevermore also about the trip in the terminal. And not only being paranoid and worried about the pat down by the TSA, because nobody likes the TSA shuffle. I doubt anyone will say they enjoy that. It's a hassle. People are rushing you, giving the bums rush while everything's dropping all over the floor and you're taking off shoes and you're taking off belts and you're putting all your things through. Our life changed because of 9/11. Certainly, no matter how much grief and how much of there is wrong about things that happened with the TSA, there is no suggestion to me about shooting and killing a TSA officer. Sadly, that was a sick, horrific, misguided thing to do, and it happened. And now this will change for you and I things when we go to the airport. I guarantee it's probably going to take you a tad longer unless it is a completely slow day at the airport, unless you happen to hit an incredibly slow day. Otherwise, things are different. Things are different now. And so much of that is related to what happened on Friday. Once you have a 23-year-old who's disgruntled, who's rambling on about the TSA and the rights they're taking away, and there was no stopping him, getting dumped off by a friend and going inside the airport and then shooting round after round all over the place, killing a TSA officer, wounding a couple of others. It all defies logic. But what is the right thing to do at the airport? Very, very quick, sad thing. Calls about LAX. The suspect came just a little bit too late. His parents were worried about him at 23, thinking something wasn't right in his head. Not that he was going to go shoot other people or go to the airport, but that Paul Ciancia was not right and could have hurt himself. I think the family was worried about him hurting himself, and that's what they found out. They were sent to check on him, and they got to his apartment less than an hour after the shooting started. So if that call had happened or the police had been able to get out there sooner, sadly, it came probably minutes too late. Could have made a difference. And then perhaps you wouldn't have had a dead TSA employee. Because there's no doubt he was aiming for the TSA. That's what his notes say. That's it. TSA, TSA, TSA. And we'll see if he survives. He's in critical condition right now. Critical condition. But a very strange thing. Parents call. They're worried. They go to check on him at 10:06. They got at his apartment 6 minutes later. So right when everything was unfolding at LAX, this other thing was going on and they had no idea. Ciancia walked up to a transportation security checkpoint, Terminal 3, pulls out a assault rifle from bag and shot Geraldo Hernandez at point-blank range. Ugh, turned around to shoot him again because he thought he saw him getting him up. And then he just kept on going. So we have an update, too, because there was a mall shooting. And now the police are saying they've identified. This is what I love about America Tonight. We're giving you the latest info on this. They say they have identified a possible suspect in the Paramus, New Jersey mall shooting. People describe a guy who was dressed all in black and had armor on, just walking through the mall, coming into the mall, and heading in a certain direction. So panic, of course, ensued, and people ran and ducked for cover because they saw the gun. And at one point, the gunman fired shots at security cameras, but they only found the one shell casing. Crazy. They're not releasing the name, but they say they do have a suspect. How about that? And this mall is huge. There's a lot of boutiques in this mall, 300 or so, and it's right outside of Manhattan. It is in New Jersey, but it's right outside of Manhattan, 12 minutes away. Wow. Another shooting. And this was when the mall was going to close at 9:30 Eastern time. So the cops responded. They got there pretty quickly. I have to think that if something had really happened and he was just shooting randomly people, they would have been able to knock him down hopefully quickly. And it's good that they were there. But they didn't catch the guy. And now they're saying they have him in custody. So in my mind, that's a good thing because they were hunting to try to find him. So now they have somebody. I'll be curious to hear and really desperately want to know this because this helps us for future reference. What was he planning on doing? Who was he trying to hit? What was raging inside of him that he wanted to do? What he did. What was it that sent him into that mall? Was he after somebody? Was there a specific target? And then once things got chaotic, he didn't go for the target anymore. It didn't matter. He shook it off. I don't know that we're ever going to know the answer for that. I don't know. It's looking like more and more we don't get those answers. I did it, my bad, it's on me, I made a mistake. When was the last time we really heard somebody say those words? Poof. Very few times, Usually it's not my fault. That's what I hear, it's not my fault. All right, stay with us, much more to come here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I love you, baby.
Tonight, coming up on the show, we've got the mailbag, plus we also have the numbers game, We Can Count. One of the things that I didn't put into We Can Count and didn't actually think about this till now is, as somebody who collected cards, sports cards when I was a kid, how about this? They've got a, I just happened to see this, they have a Panini Flawless, as far as a pack of cards is concerned, selling for, sold at $1,500. 10 days ago, the company released 2012-13 Panini Flawless NBA basketball cards. The retail price for one pack, which is 10 cards, $1,250. $1,250. Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy. Seems pretty high to me for trading cards. But, you know, it's all in the eye of the beholder. We used to have Harry Rinker on the show for a little version of What You Got, and it was amazing. He would say this all the time. It is really, what is somebody worth? What is something worth? Because people always would ask him that question. What's my Civil War gun worth? What's my art collection worth? What's it worth? What's it worth? And he would always say, what it's worth is what somebody will pay for it. So the Flawless cost $1,800 a pack. It ended up being $1,800. That's part of that demand, thinking that the price will, of course, somebody's collecting it, thinking that the price will go up and they'll get more money for it. But with sports memorabilia, can often be anything related to sports, can often be a different kind of risk. A different kind of risk in trying to get what you want to get out of it. So who knows if they'll get that slice back or not. I said at the top that I wanted to see what you think should happen with airports, how you feel about that. I mean, you know, if you fly at all, do you want your airport in complete lockdown mode so it takes you 5 hours to get through it? I don't think anyone would agree to that. And, you know, we always run around like chickens with our heads cut off once something's happened because we're reactive instead of proactive. These are things that could have been thought out before. And I'm going to say there's just no way to 100% guarantee an airport. It's too big, too sprawling, too massive, just too massive. You might disagree. 855-266-5283. RC in Illinois. Hey, RC.
Hello, my dear. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. We're never going to stop incidents like this.
No.
I mean, no, I don't care what we do. You can't build fences around everything. You know, so it's sad, and if somebody lost their life or somebody in a movie theater's got to lose their lives. I mean, we can't go back to the days where we had giant institutions just to house people.
Yeah.
You know, but once again, there's no money left, and so the local funding for mental health centers they're shot in the butt.
Yep.
And as far as, you know, the Obamacare and all this, I'm moving on a different direction. I can't do anything about it. I'm going to have to run its course. You know, now I'm disappointed because we're kind of laughing stock now the world.
Right.
You got China telling us, okay, this is where we can bomb, and this is going to be the collateral damage.
Oh, I know.
You know.
They're laughing.
Oh, sure. And the rest of it, there's no credibility left anymore.
Yeah.
My next thing in my crusade, and I got to start writing letters, is on immigration.
Yeah.
I mean, the great state of Illinois is going to give illegal aliens driver's licenses of January 1st.
Ugh.
And what, you know, I got hit by one when I lived in California. He had full documentation and insurance papers. Of course, that was good like a bad check. He could play basketball with it all day long. Bounce, bounce, bounce. But the other day, there was an AP article regarding Illinois articles, and I'm tired of us dumbing us down, honey. It says in there, we are trying to make sure that we give full justification to, now dig this statement, I wrote it down even, undocumented guests.
Yeah.
If I'd had false teeth, I'd have blown them on the floor.
Oh, that's the line of the week.
Come on. They're our guests now. Oh, man. So, I said, I can't do anything. I've written letters. Obamacare wear itself out somehow, some way. And I just want heads to roll over all of us, the NSA, the IRS, you know, IRS stuff. But it won't, you know. Had an ambassador just basically assassinated. We did nothing about it.
I know. That's terrible, Stevens. Yeah.
And so.
Wrong.
Until heads start to roll, and I doubt there'll be any. But by golly, I'm good on my high horse and fight anything I can with the immigration thing.
Yep.
Those that are here, I read 2-3 articles in the last week on where they said they're starting to flood back across the border.
Yeah.
We give our guards, ICE and those people, nothing. And they're in danger. And now they got tunnels with trains in them coming across the Otay Mesa. Yeah, I used to live down there. I mean, you know, they're allowed to build this.
Stupid.
You know, they used to have little dinky tunnels like
rats. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, they got it all going on. So, no, but we don't do something about that, we're in big trouble. And because I do believe the economy will eventually come back. It always does. And good jobs need to be done. Construction needs to have a lot of things done. We have enough people that are undocumented in this country to feel that. You got to stop the flow. Because they all think they're going to get gravy here for long, see? That's my opinion. They go,
yeah, I agree. I agree, RC. As I saw the problem firsthand, I lived in California, too. I saw so many people get hit by uninsured drivers, and they'd have the phony insurance or checks or whatever, and you had to take, you know, they took a bite out of your insurance. Your premiums went up, and, you know, at some point, enough is enough. And this didn't have to be this way. You know, it's one thing if you were even saying, hey, a million people are in this country, but I think it's much higher than the 10, 11 million that they estimate, even if they're going back and forth. Yeah.
And if we, I tell you what, if we did nothing but deport all, state of California, I believe the statistics are 33% of all of the people housed in prison in the state are undocumented workers.
Wow.
Most of them are gang people. They're just not Mexico. They're from El Salvador. They're from all over the world. But I mean, just think of the savings. But the whole problem is you'd have to hire more guards to keep them across the board.
Yeah.
You know, they've got inroads and you know, in fact, one of the cartels did the best marketing job of anything I ever saw. They went up, I think, to Mason City, Iowa, and a couple places like that, smaller town. They brought in the meth and all that. They gave it away. People loved it. The junkies and the folks. Well, now all of a sudden, in a couple of months, you're going to have to pay for it.
Yep, exactly.
They got them hooked on it, and all of boom, that's the marketing ploy.
Yep.
Wish I had a product could get that done.
Boy, no kidding. You'd be rich, wouldn't you? That's what you just need. You're absolutely right. RC, I feel your pain. I mean, I agree with you that immigration, and it's the immigration hot potato that just gets passed around. It's easy conversation. It's easy to do that, to jump on the bandwagon in either direction and to start to rail on it. We need a pathway to amnesty. We have to figure this out. And, you know, it's the same problem we have in this country where we ignore something for so long and then it explodes on us. It does. Because we could have dealt with this decades ago when a law wasn't being enforced. But we didn't do it. We just shoved it off. It was easier to shove it off. Until then, all of a sudden, it's in your lap, and you have to face it. There's nothing you can do. So nothing's happening in 2013, but maybe in 2014, because there's going to be a lot of butting of heads. So I think 2014, some of the issues may change up a little bit, and immigration may be that one. It depends on what's in the bills that we're talking about. All right, coming up, we got the mailbag, and we can count. Stay with us.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro
plant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro plant powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Each and every show, you know, I always say, head to the mailbag. You got a question, you want to vent, you want to tell us about something cool that's happening that's relevant in your area when it relates to anything that we're talking about on the show, or even a few surprises along the way. And this audience always surprises me because I can't believe how many people send us emails. So keep them coming. We head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So on everybody's mind is, I think, this shooting in Los Angeles, and of course now another shooting at a mall. And boy, it's just insane what we're going through in this country. And is it that people are just stretched to the bone, wrong place, wrong time, that kind of thing? And a lot of you, there was three of you in particular. I'm going to hit one of the emails that I got on it, but this one came to us from Bobby, listening in Illinois. And Bobby says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I want to talk about the LAX suspect. I think one of the saddest things that I heard, and I think you mentioned it on your show, is the fact that the family realized that something wasn't right, and they called to try to get somebody to check on Paul Cianci's welfare. And when they got to his apartment, it was too late because he had already hit the airport. Not that the family knew he was going to go to LAX, but they felt that something was wrong with him. They thought maybe he was going to kill himself. So this 23-year-old almost was stopped if they had just gotten the call a little bit sooner. It really is about timing, isn't it? It really is about timing. And I guess the thing is, what a crazy thing. It doesn't help the family of the TSA officer that was shot. You know, the story, how he went back and shot him to make sure he was dead. And, of course, now you have the shooter who's still in the hospital in critical condition, and if he gets out of that condition, he could face the death penalty. But it is a very strange twist of fate that the family realized he was, something was wrong, he was acting a little strange, so they decided to call to check on him, to have somebody go and check on him. The family called the police department, and they did go, and this had nothing to do with the shooting, and there, lo and behold, it was too late. And, of course, they found the note on him saying he wanted to kill Transportation Security Administration employees to instill fear in what he called the traitorous minds of the people that were part of the TSA. So, I mean, just an awfully sad thing. And I got, just like Bobby's question, I got similar emails to the same effect about, boy, it's too bad that they missed him. Would have been great if they had been able to stop him. But, of course, that didn't happen. All right, let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Roger. And Roger says, I hear you talking about Obamacare and what it has done for so many people who are actually in a position where they're getting cancellation notices in the mail and they're realizing they're going to have to shop around for new insurance and that insurance is going to cost so much more. I write this to you because I am one of those people. I was stunned. I have to say I wasn't paying attention to it. I thought it was terrible that a lot of people were losing insurance, were going to have to get new insurance, but I just never thought I was going to be one of them, and I fell into that category. And let me tell you, I am really upset. I'm upset because I truly believed that I was going to be able to keep my insurance. I like my doctor. I like the situation I'm in, and I can afford my health care. Now, in just the few days that I've been looking around, it seems it's going to be that much more unaffordable. I was not planning to pay a couple hundred dollars more a month for insurance, and that really takes a beating in the wallet, Kate, when it gets down to it at the end of the year and you add all of that up. So I'm happy for other people who are going to get insurance, I guess, that didn't have insurance and now can afford it, but I'd like to meet them because so far I haven't heard very many people say that. Well, I'm always saying on this show, listen, if you fall into that category, send us an email because I do want to hear from you. I want to hear from people who think this is really a great thing. This is a good thing for me. It's better for my family. If you're single, it's better for me because I can afford it, and now I've got this health care coverage. Because really, that's what we are hearing, that it's so much of these cancellations or people are paying more. There's a lot of panic. That's what it is. There's a lot of panic because it's people who were not expecting to have to deal with this. And here you are at the tail end of the year. You have a couple of months to scramble, basically, and get it. I mean, thank goodness it was extended to March before you get fined, but you still have to have health care coverage. So if you've had health care coverage your whole life and it's getting canceled in January, you are scrambling to get coverage so that you're not in, you know, you're not part of that in-between group. What, waiting to hope that you can find something that's better. So, yeah, it's tough, and I think a lot of people fall into that same category, and that's most of the people, not surprisingly, that we are hearing from. All right, this one from Bradley, who says, I know you've been talking about immigration reform in the past. I haven't heard you talk about it in a while. I'm assuming because you don't think anything's going to happen. Did you see this deal about protesters who were arrested on Monday? They were somehow asking people in Congress to stop the deportation of a bunch of immigrants, and this became kind of a little bit of a scuffle. And I'm wondering if you think that this whole undocumented worker thing and deportation is sad, or you think that this is just the way the game is played, as I think I've heard you say in the past. And I have to tell you, I think it's just the way the game is played. Bingo, bingo, bingo. I've told this story, and I apologize if you've heard it five times out of my mouth. I spent a week with the Border Patrol and asked them every question period that I could ask, and we traveled around with cameras for a whole week and watched what happened in Juarez and El Paso. We were on the El Paso side and watched the people coming over, and half of them, they would just be let in because they'd come across the Rio Grande River, and they wouldn't get captured or sent back or any of that because there's too many. And so then some people would be picked up, and they even knew the people. They'd take them to what they called the tank, and then they'd go back over. But then they'd come back over the next day or try to get back over. So it was just a game. And that game hasn't changed from the time that I was there doing spending that week. So in just a decade or so, it's the same story over and over and over again. And the policies aren't going to change until, you know, there's some, they get serious about other things like the budget and what about this whole debt ceiling thing, because they're going to start to hit some deadlines there in January and February. So if anything changes with immigration, it changes in 2014. And, you know, we still have to be concerned about the border and how porous it is, and what are we going to do along the border and border security. That's in everybody's bill. That's on everybody's mind. You have to know who's coming in, for goodness sake, so you know what to do from there. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense, because taking it forward, you'd be in the same situation. Same situation. All right, here's another one. This one from Jacob. And Jacob says, hi, America. Tonight, I am curious if you've had any winners this time around for Nail the Score. I promise I'm going to start to try to call in or at least send in a guest, but I have a strange working schedule, which means sometimes I'm third shift, sometimes I'm in the morning. I'm kind of all over the map. Hopefully I'll be able to catch some of them, and I will participate. We have not had a winner. In the past, we've had two winners, but we have not had a winner as of this season. Could change if that's what happens. I mean, all of a sudden, out of the blue, somebody comes up with the right score. That's why we call it Nail the Score. You don't have to know anything about football. It's really a guessing game. You're guessing what team's going to win and what the final score is going to be. And it's a good chance to tell you. We do that on our Wednesday into Thursday show. It's that easy in the third hour, last two segments. And if you can't get through on the phones, or you don't want to get through on the phones, you're working or doing whatever else, then you just shoot us a quick email. It has to be in that half hour period, or it wouldn't be fair to everybody else. All right, let's squeeze in one more. I think we have time for one more. And this is from Joseph, who says, hey, I live in Texas, and I've been listening to you, Kate, for a long time on a couple of different stations, and then here on this GCN show. And, you know, in talking about what's happening politically, to me, it's just sickening. I know I used to hear you kind of push the rallying cry for the third party, and I'm with you now. At first, I thought, forget the whole third party thing. We're never going to get one. Now I think we really need one. It's such a log jam. And I got to be honest, I've been a Republican and I've been a Democrat, and I'm not happy with either side. Give me something fresh. Give me something that I can relate to. And how about people that come up with solutions rather than blaming each other and wasting all our taxpayer money? Bingo, bingo, you got it. To me, it's about the solutions. It's not about the blame game. It's not about burning up the dough that you and I are working hard for. And that's why I think eventually we're going to get that third party. It might take some time, but I wouldn't be stunned if we didn't see a third party in the next 5 or 6 years. So once again, hit us up on the mailbag, americatonight.net.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Once again, we can count. And let me count the ways, because it is about the numbers. You never notice? It's like if you're running for office, you're waiting for election results, right? If you're a student, whether you're young or older student in college or elementary school, you're waiting for grades. You're waiting for number grades a lot of times. When I was in school, we definitely had number grades. Johnson & Johnson, if you pay attention, they actually have been a good stock to own for a lot of people because the stock really has jumped up this year. But in one of the biggest health care fraud settlements in U.S. history, Johnson & Johnson is going to pay $2.2 billion to end a couple of different things, criminal and civil investigations into, check this out, kickbacks to pharmacists and the marketing of pharmaceuticals for off-label uses. So Eric Holder was grinning ear to ear on this one. They say from 1999 through 2005, J&J and its subsidiary, Janssen Pharmaceuticals, promoted a couple of different things, Risperdal, for unapproved uses. That was the biggest thing, including controlling aggression, anxiety, and in the elderly, dementia, that kind of stuff. And the off-label marketing cost U.S. government insurance programs hundreds of millions of dollars in uncovered claims. So Risperdal is what it is, Risperdal. And the under the settlement, Janssen agreed to plead guilty to a single misdemeanor violation for the promotion of the drug. So how about that? Johnson & Johnson getting nailed big time on that one. Kind of unexpected, unless you were paying attention to what was happening with the company in the past couple of years. Every once in a while, something would bubble up about the whole drug probe. So $2.2 billion. Wow. And in case you missed this one, and this is a big, an active shooter on Monday night fired multiple shots inside a mall in Paramus, New Jersey. I used to go to that mall all the time. The mall was evacuated. Shoppers called the cops. They heard what they thought was gunshots, the pop, pop, pop sound. And they know there was one shooter, and it was he was in one area, particular area of the mall. The SWAT team headed down, and there were people running like crazy, closing doors, hiding, all that kind of stuff. And it happened at 9 o'clock Eastern. 9 o'clock Eastern. The description was someone dressed in all black carrying a large gun walking into the store. My, oh, my. I mean, we will just never get used to that. Unfortunately, though, now because of all these sad things that have happened, we're becoming much more, and maybe this is good in one way, vigilant as to the sounds and the sights around us, because this, these places where you weren't worried about this before, a mall, an airport, a school, a church, unfortunately, those areas are being shattered by sometimes these lone gunmen for whatever reason, whatever they're trying to, burn up, whatever aggression or take out their aggression on the people that they might not particularly be targeting other than they happen to be there. This is a big thing. A national task force review of post-9/11 actions by, they say, the medical professionals working with the U.S. military and intelligence agencies concluded doctors violated their code of ethics by torturing detainees suspected of terrorism. So how about that? 19 task force members on preserving medical professionalism in national security detention centers found doctors and psychologists heeding instructions from the Department of Defense and the CIA, waterboarding full force-fed suspects, all the things that we've talked about before and gone back and forth on here on the show. So The Guardian is bringing all this up, the newspaper, one of the newspapers of record in England, and they reported that the Defense Department referred to the doctors and psychologists involved in the interrogation program as safety officers who specifically were told to force-feed detainees that were part of hunger strikes, which has been very big. And my goodness, if you think of medical professionals, that's pretty tough that's pretty tough for that whole ethic violations. You think that they, that whole thing that they agree to. And obviously national security, military trumps that covenant for these physicians anyway, it did. And they're saying that, if you look at this report, it's ethics abandoned, medical professionalism and abuse in the war on terror. And how could they participate in that because of the Hippocratic Oath and that it was clearly disregarded for the enhanced interrogation process? Boy, that's just never going away. And especially now with the task force and now looking at the other side of it and taking to task the medical side. They were also there to make sure, I'm certain of it, that nobody died, to watch to see what was going on there. So now there's more blowback on that, so how about that? This is a crazy number, and, they say, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. How about this story about a Tennessee woman who was so upset with her boyfriend because he wanted to go to a different restaurant? Wanted to go to a different restaurant than the restaurant where they were at McDonald's. She ran over the boyfriend 3 times. He wouldn't go into the Golden Arches with her. So Crystal Greer Brooks, she gets the Nutty Woman Award, 33 years old, was apparently so upset and just was having none of it that the boyfriend ended up with bruises all over his arms and back. His clothing was torn. He was dragged on the pavement. Police say that she forced him over to the side of the road and then ran over him three times, got in his pickup truck and ran over him three times. I hope she thinks it was worth it going to McDonald's because she's been charged with aggravated assault. Aggravated assault. That is crazy. Hello, you can't go to one fast food restaurant and then go to the other? You couldn't split the difference? Does that make any sense? No, I don't think so. But like I said, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, especially when we're talking about fast food, don't get in between a woman and her favorite fast food restaurant. Here's a crazy, crazy, crazy story, and I didn't realize the end of this actually coming out of Wisconsin. Skydivers, jumping to safety after a plane lost a wing and caught on fire Saturday afternoon. That followed a midair collision with another plane in northern Wisconsin. They collided at 1,200 feet near an airport in Superior, Wisconsin. They were carrying a group of nine skydivers for a tandem jump. The planes reached that altitude. Then the trail plane came over the top of the lead plane and got caught up in turbulence. So then they collided. The lead plane lost its wings and started on fire, you know, caught on fire after that. So inside the burning plane, they were able to skydive to safety. The pilot used an emergency parachute to escape. And emergency crews brought the pilot, who had a few minor injuries, to a hospital after that. That's an amazing story. So a collision, the fire, the whole thing, and they were skydiving, so they calmly knew what to do. And they did it. They knew what to do, and they did it. So they dove to safety. Didn't panic. Dove to safety. All right, quickly, here is our last one for the road, and we can count. Americans say... Right now, America's still number one, but look out for China. And in fact, they're saying that the U.S. economy won't be number one for long. The latest piece of evidence comes from the financial website, the website, The Street. They polled over 1,000 Americans, asked them what country is the world's most dominant economic power. 28% polled shows China, 59% the U.S. Looking ahead 5 to 7 years, the people polled were less confident in the U.S. By 2018 to 2020, 36% said China would be number one, compared with 43% for the United States. Look out for the red dragon, because, you know, if you watch China and you see what they're doing, there is reason to take pause that they could overtake us as the number one economy. That wraps up this edition of We Can Count.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.